Welcome to Love Lighthouse Podcast with me, Vicky Elizabeth Semple, and today we're going to look at St. Luke chapter 22, verse 10. And he said unto them, Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. Let's look at the background to this to be able to get the context. We'll start off with chapter 22 at the very start. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover, and the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him, for they feared the people. Then entered Satan into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray him unto them. And they were glad and covenanted to give him money. And he promised and sought opportunity to betray him unto them in the absence of the multitude. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said unto them, Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And ye shall say unto the good man of the house, Master saith unto thee, Where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples? And he shall show you a large upper room furnished. There make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. So it was coming up on the day of Passover, and this was entering into the phase of what is known as the Last Supper, where Jesus had the meal with all of his disciples. So that's what they're preparing for, and we're going to look at the spiritual meaning behind this particular verse and the spiritual meaning therefore about following the man with the pitcher of water, what it really means. Let's break it down. A man with a pitcher of water on that day is going to be someone who is preparing and getting ready for the feast of Passover. Water is also a good reminder of Jesus, who is and who offers living water, as he said to the woman at the well. If thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. Pitcher is a container, and the disciples were looking for a place that would contain them and their living water master, which is also a reminder of what we are supposed to do: contain the living water, to be a container for God, to be people who will be vessels, who will be more than vessels obviously, but to contain that of Jesus Christ within themselves in the communion of the Holy Spirit. This preempts the fact that Jesus' disciples are going to be the first, or are expected to be the first, to hold communion, to be the first to do so. When at Pentecost, they will eventually receive the Holy Spirit of God within and into themselves, into their heart and soul, and into their very being. So it's a beautiful reminder to us to do that, to be in communion, to be containers for God, for the living water of God, right here, right now, and not to have to wait even for the Passover or for Pentecost, but to do that in the here and now, wherever we are, whenever we are, in this moment.